Welcome to today's episode. I am super excited to be here talking to you about this really fun stuff. I actually just did a quick little tapping session right now to get my vibes even higher, and I'm feeling really, really excited because today's topic is something that I am kind of playing around with a lot myself and have been doing so for the past few weeks. And honestly, I've seen huge, 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 huge shifts in my mindset, in my energy, in my vibe. I feel so weird using that word, like my vibes and my vibration. And I've said that before. I don't know why. I just feel like it's such a buzzword that's thrown around so much. It's the right word for what I'm trying to explain. And I just would like to find a different word. So we'll see how that goes. But for now, you guys get what I mean. I'm feeling good, and I think you can probably tell. Okay, before we get into the actual stuff, there's two things I want to do today. First is I want to share a really fun thing that I'm manifesting and a really fun manifestation story that I have where someone actually manifested me into their life, which is really, really fun and exciting. And then we'll get into the episode. So the first thing is what I'm manifesting. And I think I've talked about this maybe a little before, either on my podcast or on Instagram. However, I really, really like Russian rap music. Rap, hip hop, I don't really know. I don't speak a word of Russian, like not a thing. Okay, I know how to say no, but that's the only word I know. So I sing along, I guess, in my head, but I don't know what they're saying. But I really, really, really like it. Like, I love it. And there's one guy in particular, his name is T-Fest, and he's this tall, like pale white, skinny dude with bleach blonde hair, and I don't know what it is, but I love his music so much. Like, I mostly listen to him, and then like there's sometimes just play a playlist of the music on Spotify, but seriously, I'm like obsessed almost to the same degree as my obsession with Drake, which has been going on for many, many years now. But I've only been into Russian music for like probably, I don't know, 6-7 months. Oh, geez, that's a long time actually. But anyway, so super into it. So basically, I go online to try and find when he is like playing, but I have yet to find any dates for this year. However, I'm manifesting a trip to, I'll go to Russia if I have to. Ideally, I mean, if he was coming anywhere in North America, Australia, I don't know what the chances of that are. But again, that's not up to me. I'm just manifesting seeing him live. And like I said, I'll go to Russia and do it, like whatever. But I'm super excited and I look all the time to try and find dates. So putting it out there into the universe, seeing T-Fest live, like, fuck, I would be so, so, so excited to do that. You guys don't even understand. I'm getting really excited about it right now. Whew. Anyway, let's move on to my second story. Also, if you ever want to hear any cool Russian rap, hip hop, I don't know, rap, let me know and I'll share some good stuff with you. I listen to it a lot at the gym because the good thing about it is I don't know what they're saying. So if they're saying bad things, I don't know. So I can't, it's not when you listen to English stuff and it's like swear words and guns and violence and like all that crap. It's so negative. I just cannot handle that anymore. But with the Russian stuff, I don't know what they're saying. So it's not the same. And the music is really good. Anyway, I can share any good stuff with you if you want it. Second thing. So funny story. Someone manifested me into her life the other day. And I'm going to make this as quick as possible. The other day, I went to an event in Toronto called Year of Yes, ran by my NLP trainer, Reese of Yes Supply. And as the story goes, I was late because I thought it started at 7 and it started at 6. So I was in my kitchen at 6:30 thinking, okay, I should probably get dressed and leave, and it had already started. Anyway, so I had to get an Uber because I missed the bus, get an Uber there, walk in. And as I was walking in, there was someone kind of standing up and sharing her goals with the room. And there was only a seat right at the front. So I kind of walked towards the front and just waited till she finished, so I didn't like climb over people and interrupt her. And then as soon as she was done, she went to move back to her seat. And Reese was like, oh, is there a seat for Brooke? And then this girl, like, I didn't know then, but was like looking up like, oh my God. At the end, and I sat right in front of her in the row, right in front of her. At the end, she came up to me and she's like, oh my gosh, I just messaged you on Facebook today. Like, I don't know this. I didn't know her before then. She's like, I just messaged you on Facebook to get some advice from you, because she's also doing the NLP training with Reese. And she just kind of reached out to kind of, connect. And she thought I lived in a whole nother country. And I literally walked in the door of the event. She didn't know I was going to. I hadn't read her Facebook message at that point. And I walked in right as she was talking and sat right in front of her, which is crazy, like so crazy that the timing worked out so perfectly, that I was late, that the Uber got me there exactly when it did, for me to walk in the door right as she was talking, and then she like manifested me into her life, which is wild. But also like, and especially when I was gonna be late, I just obviously I was disappointed in myself, because I really strongly do not like being late for anything. However, in this case, all the specific exact timing worked out exactly perfectly, because the universe had a bigger plan. Anyway, let's get into today's episode. And I want to talk about creating space, because this is something I'm playing around with a lot in the past few weeks. And honestly, I've seen like huge, huge shifts. Like, this works both in a 3D sense and also a 4D sense. So this can be considered like practical stuff if you're not into spirituality, practical stuff for your mindset and getting your unconscious mind working on the right things, but it also has a spiritual aspect of getting the universe working and doing its thing and creating space there. So what do I mean by creating space? So the universe does not like, nature does not like a vacuum. If a space has been created, if there is a space somewhere, that space gets filled. There is a universal law, which I forget what it is right now. Maybe it's prosperity. I think it's the law of, anyway, the universe does not like a vacuum. So the way that we use this concept, and also the way that we can say this for your unconscious mind, is that your unconscious mind also does not like a vacuum. When it's given a task, when it's given a space to fill, something to achieve, it works towards achieving that thing. Now, this can apply to every aspect of your life. If you're like trying to get a promotion, if you're desiring a relationship, a car, more money, more feeling good, more freedom, more free time, like whatever, this can apply to any situation. So basically what I've been doing and how you can do this too is go through the different aspects of your life and kind of declutter. So that's one of the things. Actually, let me get my phone. Okay, so I wrote down a bunch of notes on the specific ways that I am doing this. So I'll go through each of them first. Now, this seed was planted by my friend Michaela, who plays a huge part in like all of the shifts that I'm going through right now, by the way, because we voice note every single day, like all day long. And sometimes we just get so distracted voice noting each other. But yeah, and so we're going to Bali together, which it was one of like the spaces I had created. I wanted some space filled, and then it got filled with an invitation to go to Bali. So anyway, she kind of started this when we were talking about money stuff, and she gave me some advice, and I'm going to share that with you today. Well, like some of the things that I went through. So the first thing that I did was cleaned my apartment, like clean everything, clean my room, go through my closet, get out clothes that I no longer desired. You can Marie Kondo that shit if you want, like go through, feel it. If you don't love it, get rid of it. For me, I don't have a whole lot of clothes, mostly because I move back and forth quite a bit. So everything I own has to fit in two suitcases, which it doesn't. So I don't have a whole lot of stuff, but there still was stuff I had around my room that I'd bought a while ago and just brought to Canada, and just, I was just like, whatever, I'll just bring it. Or even like old underwear, bras, gym clothes, like clothes you do not like, do not, that don't make you feel good, that you just look at and you're like, that's gross, that's not my style, I never wear that. And be a little bit ruthless. The hoarder mentality is also a lack mentality. And if you have a lack mentality about something, or a hoarder mentality about like clothes, think about how you apply that to other aspects of your life. Do you apply that to relationships? Do you apply that to money? Are you trying to hold on to money because you're scared that maybe you'll need that money one day, and maybe it's not going to come back to you if you get rid of it or put it somewhere else or circulate it in another way or whatever? So really think about that when it comes to cleaning your space and declutter. So I went through papers and books, and I made a pile of books that I don't necessarily need to have the physical copies of because I'm not particularly attached to them. And so I'm going to figure out where to actually give those, like donate those maybe to a library, although I've highlighted some of them, so I don't know if they'll take that. But whatever, sell clothes that you can sell. Clean everything, clean all your sheets, your floors, clean under your bed. There is a feng shui thing that says you shouldn't have things under your bed because that can cause you to have thoughts about it and worries while you're sleeping. So I don't know. I have empty suitcases under my bed because I could put them in my closet, so maybe I will. But do that. Then clean like the rest of your house as much as you can. Get rid of old stuff. So the point here is to clean and make yourself feel good, because obviously it feels good when you declutter and clean stuff. But also once you're getting rid of the old stuff, you're creating space for new stuff to come in, new stuff that you desire to come in. You're creating space for it. So I had in my drawers, and I still have one drawer to work on, I had my clothes just kind of shoved in there, and my gym clothes just shoved in there. So I went through, folded everything really nicely. And so now when I look in them, I feel good. I feel more organized. So that is a huge one. Just clearing and decluttering and cleaning as much as you can. And so another thing is return all of the returns that you need to make, like take them all back now. I have a lotto scratch ticket that I won. I paid $5 for it and I won $5, and I was going to keep it as a reminder of money always comes back to me. However, I'm going to take a picture of it and take it, and I'll decide on the spot if I would like to take the $5 and keep it, or if I'd like to buy another scratch ticket. What else? Pay bills, pay any bills that you need to pay. I had to pay a small amount that I owed in taxes, so I paid that. And honestly, as soon as I paid that, I felt relieved. Like, that is gone out of my mind now. I was thinking about that so much all the time, every day. I gotta pay that tax. And now I've paid it. I don't have to think about it. I've created some space in my brain, but also in my bank account. So pay bills, pay all the bills with gratitude, be grateful as you're paying them, not like, oh God, I gotta pay this bill. Like, be grateful that you have the money, that you were able to obtain the services that required you to pay for something in the first place. And being grateful for what you spend is a whole nother episode in and of itself, but that's okay. What else? Spend any gift cards that you have. I have a gift card I need to spend that is like $21 from a store that does not have anything under probably $50. So I'm going to figure out what to do about that soon. Maybe someone will buy the gift card off me for $15 or whatever. So gift card, what else? Returns. Clear out your bank account. If you can, create a separate bank account. I know some banks let you have, and this is if you're like a money thing, Some banks let you create separate accounts. So if you can have like one account that you call like your big money, any incoming money or whatever, and then have the other one as money that you're kind of a space to allow new money to come in. Maybe you can call it new money or whatever. Also call it something exciting for yourself. So clean out your wallet, clean all the crap out of your wallet, clean the crap out of your bag, throw out any little bits and pieces of paper, wrappers, gum stuff, get all your bobby pins together that are scattered around everywhere and put them in one place. Just organize and tidy and clear out and throw out stuff that you do not need. Get rid of stuff. Go through your text messages if you can. I'm yet to do this. But clear out your text messages. Like, I don't need my texts from a year ago. So, like, clear out that space. Clear out that space energetically and also subconsciously, like, practically in your mind. Clear out as much junk and crap. Go through your inbox and fill out, delete any emails you don't need, unsubscribe from crap. Like, just clear out that stuff as much as possible. Create as much space as you can in your mind. And the reason that we're doing this is because the universe needs a space to fill. Like I said, nature does not like a vacuum. When a space is created, that space needs to be filled and will be filled. And also, so as I said, like, this can be done from a spiritual perspective or a practical, like, 3D perspective. Your unconscious mind is also going to be working towards filling these spaces as well. So think about all the places in your life that you can, like, even if stuff at work, even if you need to create some space there, if there are relationships that you're hanging on to and that are constantly draining you, is that a space that you need to create there? Is that something, if you're after new friendships, a boyfriend, girlfriend that is great, or if you're in a relationship and it's not quite going how you desire it to go, are there things there that you can let go of and not hold on to and create space for new to come in? Because, well, with relationships, especially if you're in one, you can't change a person. People have their own free will. If you're trying to change someone, that's controlling, and that does not work. So instead of trying to change a person into being who you want them to be, maybe what the best thing for you is that's going to happen, that the universe will give you, instead of saying, yes, I'll change this person, maybe the universe is going to bring you a person who does meet your requirements and is exactly who you want. So you don't need to attach to a specific person. And same in friendships. If you're holding on to friendships just because you want the friends, or you feel guilty, or you feel obligated, then you're not going to be creating space for what you want to come in. If you're trying to change things or think that it'll get better at a certain point, you can't control other people. You can't change them. So where are you filling a space, and where are you blocking things from coming, being able to come to you, by holding on stuff that you don't even like? And in that same sense, your current reality is an exact, complete reflection of what you believe you deserve. So this was like a shocker to me when I came to this realization. And it was so true, because for me, I am like traveling. Well, I'm not even traveling. I don't even travel. I just move. So for me, I have in my mind, like, I don't need a big house or a big apartment. I have to have a roommate because I move, and I don't have nice things because I'm going to move. And so that's exactly what I've gotten. And I love all my, like, I'm not saying I don't like what I have. I really, really, really do. However, if it was my ideal situation, I would be living by myself in a beautiful loft apartment with huge big windows and bright furniture, bright light and beautiful furniture and It wouldn't matter that I decide to move sometimes because I believe I deserve those things regardless of whether or not I move. So when I came to that realization, I was like, it was like a shocker. Because another thing, and I've brought up this analogy before about the painting, but it's really, really helpful to illustrate my point. And another thing that I've been kind of thinking about is that we create our future reality with our current thoughts. And what I came up with here is that if you want to paint a painting, right? You decide you're going to paint a painting and you want to paint it yellow. And this painting is going to be yellow. But all you are using is brown paint. You're not going to get a yellow painting. And it's the same thing with reality. If you desire a certain reality to be a certain way and you want to live a certain way and feel a certain way and have whatever it is you want to have, if your thoughts are not aligned with that, you're not going to get that. So you need to construct your thoughts and choose your thoughts and essentially, you know, become an energetic match. That's what it's really about, feeling into what it is that you desire. And, you know, if you want yellow, you can't get there with brown. It doesn't work. So that's a huge one for me. And possibly maybe some of you guys are like, whoa, mind blown right now, because I was mind blown. And although it's a concept that I know it, I can say it to people. Sometimes it just takes that, like, that 28th time of hearing it in a certain way for it to actually click. And so this led me down the path of being like, okay, well, what do I desire? How do I desire to live? And like, why don't I think I can live that way? And then with that comes working on the limiting beliefs and all that stuff, that fun stuff about and how working through that to align with what you actually desire and like figuring out, this is what I want. These are the thoughts and beliefs that are stopping me from getting there. How can I remove these? How can I release these? How can I forgive them? How can I get past them so that you can start to consciously have the thoughts and unconsciously have the thoughts that are going to get you to where you want to be. So use that analogy of not being able to paint a yellow picture if you're using brown paint to help you get further and think about that for a bit. That might help a bit. Also, this is something that we are going to go really, really deep into in the Mindset 101 course, which is now being, I should just call it Mindset to Manifest. So in the Mindset to Manifest course, which is going to be taught live at the end of February. It's going to start in the last week of February, probably on the Monday. So if that's something you're interested in, I will leave the links in the show notes so you can jump in and join us for that. It's going to be four weeks, so four separate topics spread out over 4 weeks taught live. And when you join live, when you can come to the live stuff, you'll be able to ask questions as well for each session. If you can't join live, everything will be recorded and uploaded, so you'll have access regardless of whether you're able to join a call live or not. And I'm going to choose times that will hopefully suit everyone that's in the group, depending on all of our different time zones, but we'll see about that when we get there. So we've talked about your thoughts, your current thoughts, creating your future reality. So then how do you create your future? How do you decide what thoughts you are going to have in order to create your future reality? And really the only thing that you need to do is just decide what it is you want to have. Like, what do you actually want to have? Are you living, and this is something I also had to do, are you living month to month, just seeing what comes up each month, each week, each day, just like living it and going with the flow? Or do you have a vision? Do you have an end goal in mind of what you want to achieve and what outcomes you want to hit? And like, how you want to feel is the most important thing here. So do you know how you want to feel each month? Do you know like the goals that you want to achieve, the things that you want to achieve each month? And I'm not talking about the money you want to make, because the money is a means to the goal. Everything that you want is on the other side of money. So I'm not talking about the money stuff right now, although that is a huge one and important one. But again, money is another topic for another episode. But think about what you want to achieve that's on the other side of the money, and how you want to feel, how you're going to feel, and why that's important to you. And like I say all the time, this stuff that you choose has to be stuff that's important to you and not that's important to other people, not what you think you should do, yada, yada, yada. It has to be important to you. So decide what is on the other side of the money that you desire each month. And that's, I feel like, an easy way to break it down because it's not so huge that it's like a year and it's kind of ambiguous at that point, but it's also not like planned out to the day because planning, although I like to set goals and have things that I'm working towards so my unconscious mind knows where I'm going and the universe can bring me what I desire, I don't plan things down to a T, and also to the point now where I used to have planned days for recording podcasts and planned days for recording YouTube videos and like this day I'm going to work on this and this day I'm going to work on that, and I never did it. I had it in my calendar and I never did it because that doesn't feel good to me. If I feel like I want to go to the gym at 2 o'clock in the afternoon one day and 10 a.m. one day, and one day I want to go climbing at 3 in the afternoon, like I'm going to do that because that's what feels good. And those things are what help me to get into a place where I can create and can feel good and can do all of those things. So for me personally, that kind of structure doesn't work. Again, if that works for you and that feels good for you and that feels natural to you, then do that. Like the only thing that you're meant to do is exactly what feels right for you. So just because I'm saying that that kind of structure doesn't work for me, that doesn't mean that it's not gonna be good for manifesting. Like whatever feels good is what you're meant to do because that is how the manifesting works. And also that's what feels good. So do what feels good. Like just in general life stuff, if it feels good, fucking do it. Like whatever. Oh my God. So now I've kind of lost my train of thought, but yeah, plan it out. So a month, what kinds of things would you like to be doing each month? How do you want to feel? What kind of stuff would you really like to see in your life and experience and have that set up and like feel into that? That's the important thing there, is feel into it and feel what it would be like to experience that. And that's what's going to bring you to your desires. That's what will pull you towards them. Feeling into it. And this is where the limiting beliefs and stuff comes up, and like these are things that you need to work through, and it's important. If those limiting beliefs do come up, question them, prove them wrong, decide why do you feel that way? Why do you think that way? And decide something different, decide to choose a different thought, decide to choose a better thought. So we've talked about creating space in like your physical reality, but there are also ways that you can create space in your mind, but also in your physical reality. So the way that you can do this is actually, I like to draw things. So there are some things that I do with my clients about like with manifesting and creating space and whatnot, but there are some things that you can do, like drawing pictures really, really helps me. So today, something that I did was I noticed that recently I've been thinking a lot about my past and focusing on that and not quite focusing on the future and focusing. How do I explain this? I'm not starting with a clean slate is really what it is. I have been hanging on to my past and holding on to that even though I'm looking into the future, which is really difficult because there's a constant tug of war in my head of like the past, but the future, but the past, but the future. So the way that I did this, your mind works in symbols, your unconscious mind works in images and symbols. So I decided to symbolize the fact that I am no longer going to be focusing on my path, and I'm starting with a clean slate. So what I did was I drew a line, and also we have these timelines. So I actually do timeline therapy with my clients, but your unconscious mind, you have a timeline, right? And when you visualize this, you can literally point in a direction and it will imply a line that your unconscious mind uses to determine the past and the future. So anyway, for me, what I did was I drew a line on a piece of paper with an arrow on each end, and I wrote in the middle, I drew a little arrow to right in the middle and wrote, what did I write here? I wrote now. And then for me, my past is on the left of that. So then I drew an X above the line and And under the line, I wrote past. And then to the right of that, which signifies my future. Now, this is going to be different for everyone, so write it however it feels good for you. I drew a heart and wrote future because for me, I wanted to symbolize to my unconscious mind that the past is done and I'm no longer focusing on that. So we get an X, cross that out, it's done. And the future is where the focus is and where the love is, and that's where I'm going. So are there ways that you can create space and symbolize space in your unconscious mind for the things that you desire, while also leaving room for unexpected things that you desire? Because realistically, when you're asking for things from the universe, you don't know how they're going to come to you. And if you focus on something coming from to you via a certain way, then you're not leaving, that's not the way that manifesting happens. So because you're trying to control the how. So is there ways that you can symbolize to your unconscious mind the creation of space to be filled by what it is you desire? If it's a partner, if it's more friendships, if it's, you can do it for money if you like, if it's a new job, if it's a car, like whatever it is, how can you symbolize to your unconscious mind that you've created the space so your unconscious mind can work on filling that, and also so the universe can fill it? Because remember, the nature does not like a vacuum. So, and I believe it's the law of prosperity. I really should have looked that up properly. Anyway, so how can you do that and really focus on, I know we talk about this a whole lot in the spiritual world and all that kind of stuff, but really focus on feelings. So what I like to do also is I have a list of goal feelings, like how I want to feel. So you can definitely implement that as well. So the next thing, this, as I was like doing my morning stuff today, a bunch of things came to me to just write down how I'm going to, prepare for the stuff to come that I desire to come into my physical reality and receive it, because that's really important. And one of the things that you need to understand here is that whatever you desire already exists. If you have it in your mind, the energy that creates the desire in your mind is the same energy that creates it in your physical reality. So technically you already have it. It's, the energy is there in your mind. So, and like I said, that's the same energy that creates it physically. So how would you prepare for that thing to come into your physical reality so that you can receive it? And how are you going to be open to receiving? Because that's really important. You already have it. You just aren't receiving it yet. So here's some things that I wrote down that could help you. So visualize them being the thing being here now. Like close your eyes and literally visualize yourself experiencing it right now. Like be there, you could even be in that thing, or it could be energetically, like as a ball of energy or as some other symbol, however your unconscious mind wants to do it. And visualize, like if it's a car, for example, visualize the car in, or the ball of energy that would represent the car or whatever in your driveway. How does that feel? Is that scary having something in that space? So pay attention to that too. If it's a job promotion that you are going for, visualize yourself at the new desk with the new work on the desk sitting in front of you. Imagine it as real and see how that feels. What would you be doing? So what would you be doing if that new car was in your driveway? How often would you take it for a car wash? How often would you vacuum it? Would you have stuff in the trunk or the boot or whatever? Like what stuff would you have in the car? Would you have seat covers? Whatever. Think about that. How would your life be different if you had that? And really think about that so you can start feeling that now as though it's already happening. So you're preparing yourself for it. How would you be feeling? We've talked about this one a lot. Would you be feeling excited, abundant, relieved, whatever? So I wrote down here, how would I receive? Be open to receiving, feel into the receiving, be grateful for receiving. So I don't quite know what I meant by that, but being open to receiving is actually something really, really, really huge for me. I know, so probably also a lot of other people, but actually accepting things and being open to it and saying, I desire a new job, but if you're resisting it, then you can't receive it. So being open to receiving and feeling, and there's a couple things I guess that I do for this, to like really feel like opening, being open to receiving, but also just being grateful for receiving. And you can recite the affirmations in your head over and over, which I do sometimes, or actually I do a lot all the time. It's just so unconscious right now that I don't necessarily even realize that I'm doing it, but I'm so grateful that I received this new car. I'm so grateful for my new job, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And then how else will your life be different? Like when you have the change, will you have to get a different train to work? Will you have to drive a different way to work if you're getting a different job? And start preparing for that. Think about, okay, so if I get the new job, I have to be at this different place at this different time. So I would have to get this train. And think about those kinds of things too. If you get a new car, if you live in an apartment building, are you going to have to apply to get a parking space? Are you going to have to pay for a parking space? What application papers will you need? If you are trying to find a partner, I don't even know what to say about this one. What would you be doing differently? Would you be going on dates on a Friday night? Can you take yourself out on dates instead? Can you, like, would you be keeping a cleaner house so that you're not embarrassed to bring your partner over? What would you be doing differently in that situation? I'm not a good person to talk about dating with, clearly. Anyway, so yeah, I think that's about it. Creating space physically and clear and decluttering so that your mind is right, and also you're creating physical space for stuff to come in, but also symbolizing to your mind and the universe that you're creating space. And how can you symbolize the creation of space by drawing stuff down, by creating, like sometimes people even create, you can create like a ring of something on the ground in a space in your room or in your apartment or whatever, and signify that that is the space that you've created for new stuff to come in. And you can write down what you want and then put it inside the ring or like whatever. How can you symbolize to your unconscious mind and the universe that you have created space for the new stuff to come in? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It is a fun one for me to share with you all. Don't forget, if you are interested in Mindset to Manifest, we start at the end of February. And if it feels aligned for you, I would love to have you there. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. Also, don't forget to join the free Facebook group that we've got going. I'm going to be going live every single week. So in addition to podcast episodes, you can get more live content and actually interact and ask questions about stuff, mindset, anything, mindset, EFT, tapping, which I always talk about, hypnosis, which I do all the time, like any of those mindset hacks, mindset tricks, things that help me be more productive, take action through fear, the stuff that I've used to develop confidence, all this kind of stuff, like manifestation stuff, any of that kind of stuff is all what we're going to be doing in the Facebook group. So join in there. I'll leave the links. It's called Real Life Your Dreams, and the header image is of me, so you'll recognize it when it pops up. And lastly, because I love you and you love me, and that is our love, I would really, really, really 100,000,000% appreciate if you were able to go into the iTunes app right now and leave me a review, preferably a good one, I hope, because the more reviews I have, the more people the podcast gets suggested to. So then the more people we can help raise the collective consciousness and get more people taking action, not listening to their fears, going after their dreams, showing up, standing out, doing all the fun stuff that we love to talk about here on the podcast. And like I said, all of the links for everything that you need is in the show notes, and I love you. Also, you can go on my website. I'll leave a link in the show notes for you guys to send me questions and suggestions about podcast episodes and future stuff. I've been asked, and I keep every single episode, I forget to do it, to talk about angel numbers. So I will hopefully not forget the next time, or maybe I'll do the live for that in the Facebook group. But anyway, thank you everyone. I love you, and I will catch you in the next episode.